Welcome to Drive. Our main story. Gruesome details have emerged after a French priest is killed at the altar in a suspected terrorist attack.
Father Jacques Amel was saying morning mass near Rouen in Normandy when it happened. Officials say his throat was slit by two men claiming allegiance to the Islamic State group. Four other people in the service were taken hostage. One was seriously hurt. It came to an end when police surrounded the church and shot both attackers dead.
One of the congregation, a nun who gave her name as Sister Danielle, has been speaking to the TV station France 2.
When I saw them come in, I said, OK, our time has come, we're finished. I had no idea what would happen, but I never thought they'd hunt down Father Jacques. He was praying, you know, he was still at the altar, genuflecting, on his knees. And then I saw the man with the knife in his right hand. He interrupted Father Jacques as he was saying Mass and started speaking in Arabic. I don't really know everything, but he shouted something like, "You Christians, we'll destroy you." Father Jacques tried to defend himself, but of course, he's an old man, and I'm sure he knew what was happening. I ran out and flagged down the first car I met. That chap had a mobile and he called the police immediately. It all went very fast.
It's been reported that one of the attackers was known to police and was wearing an electronic tag after a failed attempt to reach Syria last year. Police have raided an apartment nearby. One man's been arrested. Amici Pellissier is coordinator of the French branch of Catholic Voices. It's a group trying to improve the representation of the church in the media. Amici, hello.
Hi there.
This is must be an extremely distressing day for you and for so many members of that congregation. Amici.
It's hot, folks. Yes. Hi, can you hear me?
I can. I think we're just having a bit of trouble with the line. I was just saying it's an enormously distressing day for all involved.
Yes, absolutely. And I was saying that it's hard to find the words in the face of such a tragedy. It's deeply traumatizing. And of course, it's not just an attack on a French church, it's also an attack on France. And I think this Father Jacques has joined a sad and long line of victims, you know, starting just with the Bastille Day attack a few weeks ago, but also I think a long line of other Christian martyrs, you know, in the Middle East. And it's a very sad day for us, and it's very difficult to react to this news.
We were talking earlier about the fact that this is the first time really in France these attacks have been happening, but it's the first time that a place of worship like a church has been targeted.
It's not actually the first time. A year and a half ago, there was a failed attack on a church on the eastern suburbs of Paris, but it wasn't carried through. The murderer was stopped before. But it's certainly the first time that it succeeds. It shows, I suppose, that churches have become a target, like other touristy places. I think it also shows that in the face of this kind of folly, nobody's protected, nobody's really safe, and if places of faith and rest and peace, like churches should be, and places of worship should be, are targeted, then it's tragic.
You were at Mass this morning. Is that something that you will continue to do without fear? You'll continue to feel safe doing that?
I will certainly continue to go to Mass more than ever. Fear is not about not feeling the fear, I suppose. It's about how you deal with it, because it's there, whether you want it or not. And I think I'm not a very courageous person myself, but what really helps me these days is to see how people carry on with their lives around me, go shopping, go for drinks, take care of their children, get on with their work, with their jobs. And I suppose now going to Mass will become one of those. It should be a random gesture, really, but it will become a kind of an act of resistance, an act of courage, an act of hope.
Do you know that what you're saying there really reflects what the Archbishop of Rouen said a little earlier today? Dominique Lebrun said the Catholic Church cannot take weapons other than those of prayer and brotherhood among men.
Absolutely. And I think a beautiful illustration of that is the opening of the World Youth Day at the same time as we're speaking in Krakow in Poland. And in the face of this kind of tragic and inhuman attack, what better answer than this huge gathering of young people who are the future of France and of the world, coming together around the Pope to hear words of hope, of courage, of truth as well, because we're not living in a game of wishy-washy world. And I think we need that. We need that hope.
Amici, thank you. Amici Pellissier, who's coordinator of the French branch of Catholic Voices. It's 11 minutes past six.
Yeah, let's hear